to school with masks on Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's like a flashback to last fall and some districts across the country, at least temporarily, requiring masks. Fox Business's Jeff Flock is in Philadelphia.
They say they want to keep the kids safe. They want to make sure that the people don't bring in COVID from the summer and to the school districts and shut the place down. And it's worth noting that Philadelphia is not alone on this. Multiple districts around the country, Sacramento, California, San Diego, Louisville, Kentucky, Newark, New Jersey, and Prince George's County in Maryland, all with mask mandates to start the year. Philadelphia's will expire in 2 weeks if there aren't problems.
Most districts are mask optional this fall, though, compared to one quarter last school year. The CDC recommends indoor masking in communities with a high level of COVID transmission. The White House referring all questions about documents seized at the former president's home to the Justice Department and intelligence officials.
The president hasn't been briefed on any of this. None of us have been briefed. The White House not has been briefed on any of this.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, after the director of national intelligence confirmed an assessment of the documents for potential national security risks. The U.S. is denying reports of an embassy evacuation in Iraq, where supporters of a top cleric stormed the government palace earlier today, leading to deadly clashes with rival Shiite groups and security forces.
There's no evacuation going on at the embassy, and no indication that that's going to be required at this time. Obviously, we'll keep watching this as it unfolds.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby urging dialogue, not escalation. Kuwait is urging its citizens to leave Iraq. Iraqi media now reporting that the cleric has launched a hunger strike until violence stops. His office, though, has not confirmed that. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 183 at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A tip leads to an arrest in Detroit after a deadly string of random attacks that started before dawn yesterday.
Detroit Police Commander Michael McGinnis says an arrest came late Sunday following a series of random shootings in the city that left three people dead Sunday, one injured.
It was then determined that all those casings were fired from the same firearm. So then we knew what we had.
An active shooter.
After the broadcast of the images of the subject, we received a tip on who the subject was.
Leading to a search warrant.
We were able to safely take the suspect into custody.
A 19-year-old black male. No other details are public, including the suspect's alleged motive.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A gun has been recovered. Police haven't ruled out a mental health issue. Weekend shootings also remain under investigation in several other states, including Arizona, where two people were killed and five wounded, and in Oregon, where a grocery store shooting left two dead. In both of those attacks, the suspects were found dead. A woman who lost her baby in jail reaches a settlement.
A former inmate at a California jail wins a $480,000 settlement arising from a lawsuit that said jail employees did not respond to the pregnant woman's request for help for 2 hours after her water broke. And when they did show up, stopped at a Starbucks on the way to the hospital while Sandra Quinones was in labor in the van, 6 months pregnant at the time in 2016. She and her baby were hospitalized before the child died. And in her complaint, Quinones cited post-traumatic chronic stress disorder and depression as a byproduct of the incident, claiming the Orange County jail staff acted with deliberate indifference.
Fox's Lillian Wu recapping stocks: an extended sell-off after Friday's plunge on Wall Street. The Dow down 183, but still above 32K. The NASDAQ still above 12K. The S&P holding above 4,000. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.